Good afternoon. Good
morning, Elias.
And we continue.
Yes, we do. Mary's equipment.
How would you like to proceed?
Well, I would like to pick up where we left off this topic of being supportive to people, highly traumatized people, personally interacting with them. And if you have something additional to what you said to Judy Malia.
When you are wanting to be supportive to other individuals that are experiencing trauma in whatever capacity, as you are aware, the first piece is to listen and to genuinely attempt to place your own associations or your own experiences to the side, and to genuinely be connecting that individual in the position that they occupy at that time, in that moment. And in that, as I have expressed, not to disagree with them, not to express what you think of as encouragement, for generally that is not received as encouragement. How you can be encouraging is by expressing that sensitivity to convey to the other individual that you genuinely see them and that they are genuinely important in that moment. And it is not about telling them that they are important. It is about conveying that or showing them that they are important by giving that attention to them and by being supportive in the manner of acknowledging what they are experiencing. So many times, individuals are genuinely wanting to encourage, but there is a time for encouragement, and there is a time for acknowledgement. Individuals receive encouragement when they are able and ready to receive encouragement. And encouragement is not an expression that individuals are always able to receive. Regardless of what their personality is, what their talents are, what their potential are, and all of the positive that you can see and that you can recognize in an individual. When an individual is experiencing trauma, they don't see it. And encouragement is not necessarily supportive at those times, but acknowledgement is. But that is the one piece that I would express almost every individual shares in relation to whatever they are experiencing that is traumatic, because you exist in a physical reality, in physical bodies that seem to separate you from each other, when individuals are experiencing trauma in whatever form it may be, what they feel is alone. Their perception that they are alone, that they are the only individual that is experiencing what they are experiencing. And in a manner of speaking, they are. Because their experience, and their experience is you. In this, another commonality that most individuals express, especially when they are experiencing some type of trauma, they incorporate a tendency to ultimately move in that comparing direction. For this is, in a manner of speaking, a trick of the mind to reinforce discounting themselves and reinforce that isolation, that aloneness, in that they compare and they think of other individuals, other situations, automatically think of the most extreme situations that they can in the moment to discount their own experience that individuals are much more trauma than them. And therefore, they don't have the right to be distressed, complaining, or to give up.
Elias?
But,
one moment, Elias. But, one moment, please.
Yes.
There is something I lose touch now. There is only every third syllable coming through. I don't know what's going on with the equipment.
Shall I engage?
Yes, please, shortly.
Very well.
Thank you.
Hello? What
Hello.
Happened? Continuing.
Yes, thank you.
Now, in what I was is that individuals are experiencing feeling isolated and alone. This can be very difficult. And when experience, I'm aware it is interfering. Are you in difficulty?
I almost don't hear you, Elias. It's getting worse at the moment.
Ow. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Let's hope that this one will work better.
Working now?
Pardon?
Is it working now?
I don't know. I at the moment I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
All right.
Okay.
I will. Continuing.
Yes. Can you repeat a little bit of what you said? Because it's not on the, it was like the part of isolating and comparison and discounting. The trick
Correct.
Of the mind.
Now, what the individual will almost certainly do is in addition to that factor of isolating themselves and feeling alone and feeling and thinking that no one else is experiencing what they are experiencing, they also begin to compare themselves with the idea of other individuals in situations that seem to them to be more dire than their own. And that reinforces their discounting of themselves, for then they think and feel that they do not have the right to feel what they are feeling, and that they should not be complaining, or they should not be feeling what they feel and being bothersome to other individuals. And that creates this effect in which that isolates them more, and they feel more alone, and in that it generally moves them in directions in which they want to remove themselves from everything around them. Now, with some individuals, that may mean that they begin entertaining ideas of disengaging. With other individuals, it may be that they merely isolate themselves physically to a considerable degree. With other individuals, they become angry and they isolate themselves by pushing other individuals away from them in anger. But regardless of what direction the individual moves in, the two most affecting factors are that factor of feeling isolated and alone and comparing themselves with other individuals. Being supportive to individuals in these states is most effective when you can genuinely connect with them, be sensitive to what they are experiencing, whether you know what the experience is or not. Being sensitive to what they are expressing and acknowledging them, allowing them to realize that they are not alone, that another individual hears them, sees them, and that they are important enough that you are willing to give your attention to them in that moment, in that time framework, and to continue to acknowledge them. This is a very significant point because individuals have a broad spectrum of experiences that can be traumatic to them. And anyone who is wanting to be supportive may not necessarily genuinely understand what that individual's experience is. As an example, if an individual is experiencing trauma from experiences in war, if they have killed another individual, regardless that they do that in relation to what they believe is right, and regardless that they believe that they have killed an enemy, what they are left with is an experience of disconnection and trauma in the recognition that they are capable of generating such an action. Now, for someone like yourself, if you were to encounter an individual with that type of experience, you have never killed another individual. Therefore, you don't know what that experience is, and you don't share that feeling that the individual is experiencing. But that does not mean that you cannot be supportive and helpful. You don't have to have the same experience. It can be tremendously helpful when you do have a similar experience, but it is not a requirement. For what is the most important is that acknowledgement of the other individual. You as the supportive individual, if you are genuinely paying attention, you will notice when the other individual's energy changes, when their countenance changes, or if it changes, in which then subsequently you can move in a direction of encouragement. But you will know that by paying attention to the other individual and paying attention to how they are expressing themselves, what they are saying, how they are saying it, how they are holding themselves, the inflection in their voice, in their tone. If you are genuinely paying attention to the other individual and observing what they are experiencing, as you continue to support them by acknowledging them and by continuing to pay attention and listen, eventually most individuals will move to a point in which two expressions occur. One is they deflate themselves enough. They have allowed themselves to express that energy enough that they can begin to listen. And the other is that they actually begin to realize that you are paying attention and acknowledging them. You are not telling them what to do. You are not telling them how wondrous they are when they feel that they are a slug. In that, they feel heard and they feel seen. Therefore, in a very small capacity, they begin to feel slightly important again. And at that point, their energy will change. And if you are paying attention, you will see that energy change. You will notice it. And when that occurs, then you can move in a direction of being encouraging to the other individual. Before that, it is pointless.
Yesterday I had a online conversation with someone who was very suicidal, and I asked her to share what she experiences, if it's inwardly or outwardly or both, where the trouble is she's experiencing and everything. And it was really, really a lot. I mean, it was everything you can imagine. And she was so discouraged, and so that was really, I was thinking, oh, wow, if I was in that place, I mean, wow, I would feel so discouraged that I was thinking, God, and I said, yes, this is really difficult. This is really a mess. I see that you are really, really troubled. It's when somebody is so discouraged that it can almost not, or she said she thinks she wants to kill her, and why waiting anymore, because it will not get better. And so I thought, okay, how can I encourage her? This is the point, you know, how can I help her to even get hope again, so like that. And I said, you reached out, and this is wonderful. You reached out, and there are people from all over the world, and they are listening, and they are giving you love, and you are not alone. You are, I mean, in other words, I might have said, you are hurt, but then maybe I tried to help, but it's really when somebody is so, how do you say, hopeless.
Yes, and in that, what is difficult for the individual such as yourself in your position, mm-hmm. is to not counter, to not move in that direction of encouragement too soon, to not fix it. But to listen, for it is difficult to listen to that despair. For in that, your compassion is elicited, and you feel that appreciation, that love for another individual. You feel connected with them, and that is the difficult aspect, is to not jump ahead, but to sit with that individual and allow them to express, and to not give answers. And to not interject but to continue to allow them to express themselves, as difficult as it is to listen to, until they deflate themselves, and allow themselves to expel all of that energy and all of those thoughts and feelings. Now, think in this manner, which may be helpful to you when you are in the position of listening, that however long of a time you are listening to the individual expressing themselves and expressing about all that they think and feel and what they are experiencing, they have been engaging that and living that for likely weeks or months or years. And you may be listening to their expression for one half of an hour or an hour, and it's uncomfortable, I acknowledge that. But while you are listening, as uncomfortable as it may be, you are serving a tremendous purpose because you are providing an outlet, but more than an outlet, for you are providing the other individual with an outlet for themselves, and in addition to that outlet, you are also providing them with an energy of being witnessed, which without expressing a single word is conveying to the other individual that they are valuable and important enough for time to.
Yeah, one thing I was dealing with yesterday was that, wow, this is really, really difficult. And if I look at my own life and how long and how much, we would say, engagement it needed to come to the place where I am now, then being in this place, my oh my, does she even have a chance to really get out of that? Because it's really so, so difficult. And, you know, that was what I was really like, oh, wow, how can I genuinely sit here and not offer a quick fix, but offer something in this moment that is something that she can start to work with if she likes to.
And that is what I am expressing to you, that what you are doing in that moment by acknowledging and witnessing is doing precisely that. That you automatically incorporate the tendency to think that that is not enough. That you should be offering something more or some idea. But in actuality, let me express to you, the other individual at that point is not open to an idea.
I understand.
Whatever it is.
I understand.
Therefore,
okay,
even if you were all-knowing, and even if you were expressing a proficiency in magic, it would matter not, because the other individual can't receive it at that point. What they can receive is you listening.
And if I tried to offer her some little tool that I thought might be helpful in the moment, like, look at something of yourself that you can appreciate yourself with and write it down if you like, I went to the toilet and emptied my bladder, or I gave myself a little bit to eat when I was hungry, or I have beautiful eyes, something like that. And but listening to you, even that was not like good. It might have been better to...
Not that it is not good. It is not that it is bad. What I would express to you is it is not about that it is bad. It is merely falling on deaf ears.
Okay, so it doesn't do damage.
No.
Okay.
Now, I would express that if you were moving in that direction, more so that it is possible that it could be adding to the discouragement. But in what you are expressing, no, it is not harmful or damaging. It merely falls on deaf ears,
okay,
and therefore it is not being helpful. It is not being harmful either.
Okay.
Think about your experience. And I recognize and acknowledge that in some capacities, that is difficult for you. Automatically, your body consciousness automatically will protect you by preventing you from remembering everything about your experience, or everything vividly about your experience. But you can think about your experience previously and whether you would have been open to listening to another individual encouraging you in the moment. Likely not. In that, it is a matter of recognizing that you are doing. It merely is not the type of doing that produces a thing. And that doing is much more valuable than you think.
What I wanted to offer was a space in which she could openly talk without feeling threatened.
And that is what you did.
I offered
and
her
that,
pardon?
That most helpful of all. Because in that, perhaps 24 hours later, or 36 hours later, or 48 hours later, that peace of being heard, being allowed to expel that energy, being allowed to express herself, to cry, to be angry, to be despaired, to be discouraged, anything, to express anything in a safe environment will be effective, and it will have an impact that the individual may not feel tremendously different very quickly, but over the course of one day or 2 days, they will begin to dissipate that energy. They may not feel entirely better in your terms, but they will not feel hopeless.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Therefore, what I would encourage with you is giving yourself credit that you are doing much more than you realize. And for every individual that you do that with, you have no concept of how tremendously that energy ripples. For every individual that you engage that type of energy and that type of action with, you contributed to likely hundreds of other individuals not disengaging on that day.
Wow.
Therefore, that is a tremendous accomplishment, and I would greatly encourage you to not discount that at all, for it's a strong contribution.
Yeah, very good, very good. I mean, that's, I didn't think of that number. I was just more or less focusing on this girl at the moment and attempted to. One thing I can do is I can really sit with great pain because I know it, and so it doesn't scare me away and think like
that. I plan. That is a gift.
Yeah. Okay, so for the moment, this is enough. I would like to have the mother brief topics.
Very well.
Okay, brief questions. Is there something with the OBE experience, like some kind of substance, herb? There was mugwort as tea or as essential oil or something like, for me specifically, that might support me.
Have you did with ayahuasca?
I have heard of it, and I have heard of it that it is causing a lot of vomiting and maybe also the runs, and that is so difficult with my body. So I did not go in that direction.
That occurs with some individuals, not all. It is not an absolute. And I would express that it is less likely for that to occur if you are engaging this in increments and not overwhelming yourself with it at once.
Okay. That's, Elias.
I would express that most of the individuals that incorporate these types of symptoms in relation to this tea are generating it perhaps in too great a volume, especially in their first encounter with it. But it can be definitely successful, and it can be definitely helpful in encouraging you in that type of direction.
Great. Anything else?
I would also express, although in this moment, I would express that it would be more difficult to acquire anything in that vein, such as peyote, or, which may be difficult to acquire, mushrooms.
Okay. I have...
That can also be considerably facilitating, although what I would express to you once again is to engage in very small amounts.
Okay, excuse me, you said peyote, and did you mention another thing that it didn't come through?
Mushrooms.
Okay. And I have one... This is this flying mushroom, the red one with white dots. Amira, also, I don't know the word at the moment. It's considered.
Yes, but very small amount.
Yeah.
Or you only want to encourage yourself to begin to move in a direction. Therefore, what you are doing is you are merely allowing yourself to use some type of focal point to overcome some inhibitions.
Yeah.
You do not necessarily want to be hallucinating.
Right. Fly agaric is the term.
Yes.
I have that at home. It makes me very, very relaxed and very awake when I use
that. That is all that is required.
Oh, okay. Then let's go tonight.
Very well.
Okay. Then another little fun question. If I ever have a cat again, is there one special kind of breed of a cat that would match the best with me?
Not necessarily. I would express that it is not a matter of breeds, that it would more be a matter of paying attention to what energy the individual cat is expressing.
Okay.
Allowing yourself to recognize the connection with the specific animal. It is not necessarily a matter of one breed versus another breed.
Okay. And then, Rudolf Kreutzer. Is that a focus of Alfredo?
Observing.
Okay. And you mean Alfredo is observing Adolf? Rudolf?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, shift movies, shifty movies. I have noticed that the movies they do, they often have so much drama and fighting and shooting and everything. And I'm fairly bored with that and uninterested. First of all, why don't they do that? And secondly, do you recommend a really shifty movie? Or
a really shifty movie?
I mean, yeah, I know I don't like this term shifty. I mean something that displays the shift, but in a way that is not all this drama and killing and blah blah blah, huh?
I would express perhaps a film entitled What Dreams May Come.
Yes, I love that. Okay, then, with Jessie, my daughter-in-law, I have the impression that this is not just the configuration of this moment or this time, but there is also some kind of interference, similar to like with Sam. Is this correct, or?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Then, the last remaining minutes, about the accomplishing, you know, strengthening myself, accomplishing, doing the things. When I mean, we have been talking about interrupting, not forcing myself into something. We have been talking about making it interesting and connecting it with things that interest me, which is the icing on the cake. sometimes maybe this is connected enough for this little sick rest of the time. Sometimes when you feel something but you can't really identify what it is, and so you have trouble expressing the feeling, we were pondering about how to be able to identify better.
For an example.
Yeah, sometimes you just feel like, oh, it's pain. But you can't specifically say what kind of pain, and it's sometimes really difficult to pin it down to like one term, like defeated or discouraged or whatever, you know. And this is something we had a thread in the forum when we were talking, and this is something that many people encounter, that they can't really identify what it is exactly.
And what is your question about that?
Yeah, first of all, is it necessary to really specifically identify it? And if it is, and you can't do it, how can you support yourself? I offered the example of, imagine a friend is sitting in front of you and listens and says, try to pin it in one word. What would the word be?
What I would say to you is, first of all, it is dependent upon the situation. I would say, in relation to feelings, that it is helpful for you to define as much as possible what you are feeling, but as I expressed, it also is a matter of the situation. It is a matter of what you are actually doing and whether it is significant or important that you are tremendously specific in what you are defining. Meaning, there are times in which you may be moving in a particular direction or wanting to move in a particular direction, and it is not necessary for you to know all the mechanics or to define very specifically what you are doing. It is merely important that you are aware and that you are allowing. In other situations, for an association as an example, and wanting to address to an association and recognizing different triggers, is it necessary that you very specifically identify all of that? Not necessarily. Once you are aware of some pieces, that may be enough for you to naturally move in a direction of addressing to, and it does not require any other intentional effort.
Okay. Thank you,
therefore, I would say to you that at times, yes, it may be significant to specifically define something. But most of the time, it may not necessarily be entirely that important.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have to stop now. I think we are at the end. I have no idea. It's a little bit chaotic today. But I want to make sure that we are not too long.
Very well. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, my friend.
So do I.
And I am tremendously encouraging of you. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
And continue in your direction of being supportive. Until our next meeting, in tremendous, wondrous lovingness to you, as always, au revoir.